Life Audio.
Glad to have you with us today as we prepare to think about the teaching of God's Word together. I hope your day has been off to a great start. Let's hear a quick word from the sponsors of today's episode, and then we'll jump right in.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, which says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations." In most contexts of life, even in the midst of our deepest human relationships, we often wonder if the promises others make to us will be kept. We're used to promises being broken. We've even taught our hearts useful strategies to protect ourselves from disappointment in the moments when others inevitably let us down. God will never let us down. He will never disappoint us. He is true to His word, and it's impossible for Him to lie. He is faithful, and when He makes a covenant, He doesn't break it. In fact, He promises to show His steadfast love toward His people forever. We see no greater example of this than what was displayed by Jesus during the course of His earthly ministry. People reviled Him. People mocked Him. People hurt Him and eventually killed Him. But He willingly endured it all because He knew He was taking the sin of humanity upon Himself so that we could be eternal beneficiaries of His love. In His resurrection, He broke the power of sin, and His love is forever assured to all who trust in Him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to look at it together today. And Lord, as we look at this portion of Scripture from Deuteronomy chapter 7, You remind us of some things that we should know about You. You teach us that You are faithful. You teach us that You keep Your covenants. You teach us that You show steadfast love toward those who love You and keep Your commandments. And You don't just do this for 5 minutes. You tell us in Your Word that You do this to 1,000 generations. And it seems that the point You're making here is that this is an ongoing thing. Your love isn't fickle. Your love isn't temporary. Your love isn't something that You give in one moment and then abruptly take back in the next. Lord, we know that in the midst of our day-to-day lives, we experience people who break promises to us continually. We've grown used to it. Sometimes when people say things to us, we wonder, will they really do what they said they're going to do? And because we wrestle with that, sometimes we end up thinking that maybe somehow You might break Your promises. But Lord, Your Word reveals to us that it's impossible for You to lie. There's no falsehood in You. If You say something, it's accomplished. It's done. And we're grateful for this covenant relationship we have with You through Your Son, Jesus Christ, who inaugurated the new covenant when He shed His blood on the cross. We're grateful to have this kind of relationship with You and to be the recipients of the steadfast love and faithfulness that You show to Your children. This is a wonderful gift, Lord, and we pray that the longer we know You, the deeper our relationship with You would grow, and the more confident we would become in the promises that You've made to us. Thank You again for this reminder from Your Word, and we pray that we would learn to be like You, to be people who, when we say something, when we give our word, when we pledge to accomplish something, that we would do it, that we would keep our word, and that we would honor You in the process. As You keep Your word, we pray that we would do the same. Lord, we're grateful for this day and for the opportunities that You'll give to us in it to reflect on the depth of Your love for us and to show that love to others as well. We commit ourselves to Your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.